Royal Valley Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. We are joined now by the Panthers boys basketball coach. That is Chris Brown. Royal Valley sitting at 1-1 through the first two games of the year, beating Jackson Heights last week 51-26, and then seeing a very good Moorhill Mount Academy team on a Tuesday this week, that final 68-44. We'll kind of dive into both these games, coach, but, you know, just we sit here two games in. How are we feeling sitting at 1-1?
Well, one really exciting, fun, you know, happy game, and one the complete opposite. So certainly no middle ground yet. But, you know, seeing some okay things on film and doing the right things, execution needs to get a lot better. You know, even in the Jackson Heights win, certainly had some things we could have done better. But seeing some promising things, but yeah, one really good one and one pretty rough one.
Well, let's talk about Jackson Heights, that first game. Again, 51-26. What'd you really like about that game? Who kind of stood out to you? And obviously starting the year off in the right way.
Yeah, the thing I liked most about that game was our struggles. So the first half was a real struggle for both teams. It was 19-15, and we had a small lead. But we had three starters on the bench with three fouls each, you know, kind of first game. You know, we don't have refs in practice, and some of those guys had a little bit of an adjustment period once they, you know, were fouling the crap out of people. But I was proud that we were, like, in it, you know what I mean? Like, we went to the bench did some really good things, kept us into the game, and then third quarter we have a chance to get everybody in, you know, foul trouble's not an issue anymore, and we outscore them 19-3. So to me, actually, the best part of that was the struggle, that we kind of withheld the storm and you know, faced a little adversity through foul trouble and was so impressed with the bench guys coming in and holding their own, and then ultimately really impressed with the starters when they had a chance to get in there and actually play some consecutive minutes together, you know, putting it to them like we anticipated they could.
And then Tuesday night, the defending Northeast Kansas League champs and Moorhill Mounts Academy Ravens able to get that win. What would you say maybe the difference or maybe the biggest key in that game was?
Three-point shooting, rebounding, and the two things. You know, you can't give up 22 offensive rebounds, which is what we did. But more importantly, they were 8 of 19 from 3, and we were 4 of 25. So when you lose by 20 points and start kind of doing the math on those percentages, it doesn't take a mathematician, you know, to figure out, yep, that was the difference. If those percentages were flipped, we would have won the game. So we know we have to shoot better than that. that was one of my encouraging things. First thing I do when we get film is I grade our three-point attempts because if we take bad threes, that's something that can't happen. We didn't take near as many bad shots as I thought. We had quality looks, clean looks, and the ball just never really went in for us. So we talk about in practice, there's so many great ways to play basketball, you know, rebounding and defense and passing the ball and screening, but we only keep score one way, and we keep score by how many times the ball goes in. So at the end of the day, that is ultimately the most important thing, and we certainly were outclassed severely by Moorhill in that regard.
Well, now you see a really good team once again out of the Northeast Kansas League on Friday. In your next tilt, you'll get Valley Falls. I had a chance to see them in their opener against a familiar opponent for you guys in Jeff West. They won that game by 16. They got good shot makers. They play hard. They like to push the tempo, certainly as much as they can. They got a kid in from Oskaloosa, the Van Houten kid, who's a good addition for them, and they're obviously off to a good start. So that's going to be a pretty difficult challenge coming up here on Friday night with Valley Falls.
Oh, unbelievable challenge. Now, really a similar team to Moorhill. When you get a chance to watch them, I think you'll think they're comparable as far as getting out in transition and running hard and have some just flat-out shooters. And, you know, Cervantes specifically for Valley Falls, there's really no limit to the range, so you do have to have a hand up pretty early. Like you said, really good addition for them. And the Van Houten kid that kind of completes the team makes it a little bit harder to just go trap, you know, the good guards or whatever you want to do. So certainly a very talented team. We will need a much better effort than we showed Tuesday night. It's our queen of court, so it'll be a, you know, big crowd and a lot going on for the boys, but hopefully that motivates them to really focus up these next couple of days in practice and come out and hopefully give Valley a shot, because if we don't, you know, it'll be a similar thing where if we're not making shots and we're not getting back on defense, it'll get out of hand quick. So we know what we need to do to compete, and hopefully we can go out there and execute it.
There it is, Royal Valley boys basketball coach. That is Chris Brown. They get Valley Falls, an intriguing matchup here on Friday night. Two more next week as well before we hit the holiday break. Coach, as always, appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you very much.